And I was in Egypt at that point. And what happened right there at 28 years of age is that I was singing every day, many hours, in different sections from the afternoon until midnight in the dry air of the desert. And so after about 2 months, I lost my voice. Progressively a little bit, but within a week of when I started feeling a sore throat, then I was just mute.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Federica Brassan. Federica is a science communicator with 10 years of experience as an academic researcher. She holds a PhD in computer science and 2 masters in music and musicology. She's worked in Italy, Belgium, Egypt, and the United States. And her podcast, Technoculture, has seen her interview CERN physicists and NASA engineers. But she also felt she had to be a musician or else die. And then she lost her voice. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push this show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Federica Brassan, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
One is never ready to do that, but it's also important too. So yeah, let's do
it. It really is. So let's talk about how you were going to be a musician or die. Like, that's a pretty bold statement to say, like, that was your thing. And then at some point you had to give up on that. Can you fill us in on what led you to having to surrender that dream?
Yes. So, yes, that's a pretty radical statement. And that's how strongly I felt about it and about music. Music saved my life. I like to think about it that way. And since an early age, it just, you know, captured my soul. And so I grew up through my teen years, etc., just knowing that that's what I wanted to do. I sang and I play the piano, so I just wanted to be a musician and sing for life. And I did that. I studied musicology at university. It was all about music. Fast forward, when I was 28, I was in Egypt working in a touristic resort as a solo entertainer because I could play the piano and sing, right? So I was a one-woman band. And at that point, that was the first time that I was receiving a fixed monthly income for having my daily gig somewhere. Otherwise, it's just a gig here, gig there. And I struggled to make ends meet at the end of the month. But I was living by myself. So I was still pursuing the dream of making it. That is not just, you know, becoming famous. I never wanted to become famous. The point was to make a living with music. So to spend my waking hours making music. And I was in Egypt at that point. And what happened right there at 28 years of age is that I was singing every day, many hours, in different sections from the afternoon until midnight in the dry air of the desert. And so after about 2 months, I lost my voice progressively a little bit. But within a week of when I started feeling a sore throat, then I was just mute. I try to push and sing until I could, but at some point, nothing was coming out. And a few days after that, I was fired because I could still play, you know, the jazz standards and stuff. But the management thought that it was too weird for an entertainer to walk on stage and just start playing like that without saying good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So my voice was needed both for greeting the guests and for singing. I couldn't deliver that, so I was fired. And also, I was not in a great shape because, I mean, I was mute. And so I could not re-enter my country because I needed some paperwork, which was interesting. So I was stuck in Egypt for another about 2 weeks just before Christmas time. And I decided that I would not rot away in my room and that I would try and seek a specialist to get my voice checked as soon as possible. Long story short, the doctor tells me that I can either take a lot of medication and try to sing again for Christmas, which was a peak moment for the touristic resort, but I could damage my voice, or I just needed to keep quiet for I don't know how many weeks and then recover naturally. And I sat back in the car of the people that drove me there. It was 1 in the morning, because it is an interesting story how things happen in Egypt at any time of the day and the night. And so I remember looking up at the starry sky in the Egyptian desert, which is such a beautiful sight. I mean, you know, when you're sad and you look up and you see that beauty, it does you something. So I remember that moment specifically. I asked myself, do I want to try and sing more and maybe ruin my voice, but not give up and make it? Or I just want to go home earlier than my friends expected and call it a failure. And that moment, I realized that I had gone way too far with losing my voice to please the management of a touristic resort somewhere in Egypt. Like, I wasn't singing at the Oscars. So I was consuming my health at that point for the dream of being an artist. But what I was doing day to day was, in fact, just sing the cheapest commercial songs for the audience that was demanding that type of songs. And so in that moment, I really perceived the gap between the, you know, sublime dream of being an artist and what I ended up doing that also ended up ruining my health. And I'm not saying just my voice. It means that for years I had struggled and sacrificed relationships for one and lots of other things for wanting to learn another song, improve that arrangement, find that other gig, practice, you know, and that moment it didn't add up anymore. All the effort, the dedication and the sacrifice with the results and the fact that I was really rock bottom at that moment. I was emotionally bankrupt and also financially bankrupt. And I realized, okay, I did not make it. I have to face the fact that I failed becoming a musician. And it was a huge moment that I'm not even sure if I spoke to you for 30 minutes that I could describe to you the intensity of that moment, because my identity was based on the dream of being a musician. And that's the lesson that I learned at that time. And that is that I was sacrificing my life for this one goal of the voice, of being a singer. And not that I was, you know, Maria Callas or Mariah Carey, or, you know, I was just an average musician, I would say. I call myself that, not to be too humble and not to brag. I really think I'm just right there in the middle. So it's not that I'm this exceptional talent that people tell me, such a shame you're not a musician. I was just someone trying so hard because she loves it. And my identity was based on that. And it never crossed my mind that there was something else to take care of or that could possibly be more important than my voice. My voice lives inside my body. And my body does a number of other things. I walk around, I studied at university, I have friends and people I love. Like, all these other things actually matter. And I was single-mindedly focused on music. And I just thought, I really, really need to come down to earth, find a real job. You know, at that moment, you adopt the language of all those, you know, your aunt, your grandmother, those people who just say, I'm a singer. They say, oh, come on, that's not a real job. And you protest every time. But then you say, you know, I need a real job. And it kills you for a moment. It's not that you walk into this new perspective with enthusiasm, because a real job will, in your mind at that moment, be boring. Worst case scenario, soul killing, but certainly not something that makes you feel your fire burning inside, makes you feel alive. It almost justifies your life. All of these statements are pretty radical And that's how radically I was living and thinking and feeling back then. So losing my voice in Egypt at 28 made me realize that it was about time to admit defeat, try to find a real job. And what follows is, of course, understand the important lesson that the voice is not something that lives in the void, but lives inside of a person, and the person comes first. And seriously, the voice had always come first for me. And in the end, it doesn't work out. It's not a sacrifice worth making. The best musicians out there, I believe, are well-adjusted. They are people first, and then they do music. Probably I was so passionate about music because of my own personal history, and the very reason why I loved music so much was some sort of compensation for something. So the formula did not work out in the end. And I realized that at that very moment, looking up at the Egyptian sky.
I love it. I love how it all culminates in this, like, don't sacrifice yourself for your dreams. I think so often we get obsessed over something and we surrender so many other important things for our dreams. And sometimes that itself kills our dream. If you can't sing, what are you supposed to do then? Of course, at the end of every episode, I let you brag a little bit because, of course, you gave up on one dream, but you're doing other awesome things. Do you want to fill us in where we can find you and get involved with what you're doing now?
Yes, yes. I'm living proof that you can survive your dreams, because indeed, this happened when I was 28, I mentioned, and I am 40 now, so a little over 10 years. And in the meantime, I have moved to another career in academia, which led me now to be a science communicator. So you can find me on federicabressan.com or on my YouTube channel, which very unfortunately I chose a very difficult name for my YouTube channel way before I thought that I would have to say it publicly so many times. But you know, if you just look for my name, you'll definitely find me there. And I have quite a presence online. So Google will be the first place to go. But I have a podcast called Technoculture. That has its own website, technoculture-podcast.com, and it's on iTunes and Spotify and all those places. And if I'm lucky enough, I'll keep doing these things with a passion, but never again sacrificing life.
I like it. And I'm going to have links to everything you mentioned down in the show notes so people can follow you and get involved with what you're doing. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. You do a great podcast. That was a brilliant idea you had to start this podcast.
Thank you. And thank you for listening. Don't sacrifice your relationships, your health, and your well-being for your dreams. Because I don't know about you, but my dreams all involve me having a full and rich life. Special thank you to Federica for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, including her podcast, Technoculture, which I've linked down in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.